while you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
And with Tuesday's 830 on the Go, I'm Mark Fry. Hundreds of nurses at Maple Grove Hospital say they will go on strike if a new contract isn't reached soon with North Memorial. Time is running out at the Minnesota State Capitol with plenty still to do. And it's a big night for the Minnesota Frost. Our top story, voters in Lakeville Area School District will decide today whether or not to approve a $139 million bond referendum. District 194 Superintendent Michael Bauman says the money will go towards expanding the middle schools in order to meet the district's surging growth.
Adding additions to our three middle schools and some earlier work in adjusting boundaries, we're able to improve and enhance the learning opportunities for our students as our community continues to grow.
The district says if approved, the estimated tax impact based on a $500,000 average home value in Lakeville would be about $14 per month. Nurses at Maple Grove Hospital have made their intentions known after talks with North Memorial failed to reach a contract.
A handful of nurses stepped out into the sunshine at North Memorial Hospital to say the rank and file has voted overwhelmingly to strike. Negotiator Lisa Gropner says that doesn't mean a walkout is imminent.
Our goal is not to go on strike. We have this vote now, but we're hoping not to have to use it, but it's there if we do need to and negotiations continue to stall. We would have to give a 10-day notice to our employer if we choose to go.
The union represents nearly 600 nurses who work at Maple Grove Hospital. The nurses are concerned how the planned merger of North Memorial and Sanford Health could affect their jobs. Hospital administrators say they have been bargaining in good faith. In Robbinsdale, Al Schock, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Hospital administrators from Greater Minnesota are at the state capitol today urging lawmakers to pass a bill that will help them stay afloat. The Minnesota Senate has already passed a bill that deals with a federal program, drug pricing program, allowing hospitals to be reimbursed for some drugs. The bill would make pharmaceutical companies follow the state law that was passed back in 2024, allowing nonprofit hospitals to use money to keep services available like labor and delivery, ambulance, and behavioral health. Rick Ash is chief executive officer of United Hospital District in Blue Earth County.
If the legislature waits until more rural hospitals are gone and services are gone, it will not be a policy failure. It will be a moral failure.
And the legislative session ends on Monday. Governor Tim Walz is expected to sign a bill passed by both the House and Senate creating a new Office of Inspector General.
The Inspector General must be nonpartisan and subject to a 3/5 majority Senate confirmation. That person will conduct investigations, recommend changes to state law, and instruct agencies to withhold payments to providers for credible allegations of fraud. DFL State Senator Heather Gustafson authored the Senate bill. The office, she says, will be proactive and look for patterns.
Whether it be inefficiencies in a state agency or whether it be a vendor who is taking advantage of one department.
She says a bipartisan advisory committee will assemble a slate of candidates for the top role starting in August. Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
It's do or die tonight for the Minnesota Frost in the PWHL semifinals as they're on the road facing Montreal. The showdown was supposed to happen last night, but the league postponed the game due to player safety concerns related to illness, with Montreal players impacted by an illness. Frost goaltender Maddie Rooney talked about her team's determination following a Game 4 win.
It's just the belief we have in each other and the confidence. We've been here before, obviously, and knowing that we can get through it and win. So just looking around the locker room, having a good team culture, and just the belief in one another powers us through.
A bar of their own in Minneapolis will host the official Minnesota Frost watch party for tonight's game. Owner Jillian Hiscock says these do-or-die games draw capacity crowds.
It's a really special time. I think it's been a lot of fun for us to be able to build a fan base here in Minneapolis for the fans, and also just to have a space for people know that they can come and watch the game and have the sound on and be surrounded by fans. And it's been a pretty amazing 3 years that the Frost have had.
Puck drop in that matchup set for 6 p.m. Another tech scam in Minnesota to be aware of.
This one appears to come from the Minnesota District Court and claims people have unpaid traffic violations. Kim Pletica with the Minnesota Judicial Branch.
They have stylized graphics. They contain judges' names, law clerks' names, citation numbers, court file numbers. None of it is real. It's all fake.
Another way to know it's fake, Pletica says, is that it does not contain a Minnesota URL. But more importantly,
the easiest way to tell that this isn't real is that the Minnesota Judicial Branch will never text you demanding money for a parking ticket or for anything else.
So if you receive one of these texts, delete it immediately. Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Children's Dental Services is expanding its free school-based dental care today for St. Paul students, with funding in place to care for 1,000 additional uninsured children. Children's Dental Services Executive Director Sarah Wovcha says many children missed receiving critical restorative dental care during Operation Metro Surge.
Usually there's just preventive care in schools, but we're offering a full range of restorative care and are going to be able to restore the oral health of those kids back to being healthy, out of pain, able to attend school and learn.
And the kickoff event was held at the American Indian Magnet School in St. Paul. With spring in full swing, Friends of the Mississippi River is giving Twin Cities volunteers plenty of opportunities to get hands-on along the river this month.
The nonprofit is calling on local residents to help restore the Metro's 72-mile national park during over a dozen available shifts throughout the month of May. Executive Director Whitney Clark.
The river is still pretty polluted. It doesn't meet our state standards for water quality in any single mile of the Mississippi and Minnesota. So, you know, I'm consistently impressed with how people are really looking for ways to put on their work gloves and get out.
He says this work is vital right now to preserve healthy habitats for millions of birds during the peak spring migration. Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.
And another concert announcement this morning from Grand Casino Arena in St. Paul. Rock and Roll Hall of Famers Journey will take the stage in St. Paul as part of their Final Frontier Tour Wednesday, October 14th. Pre-sale tickets for city card holders available tomorrow. General sales begin Friday at 10 a.m. And thank you for tuning in. You can find the On The Go and all of our other podcasts at WCCORadio.com and on the Odyssey app. I'm Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.